One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Greenwich Village, Manhattan, stands an unassuming brownstone at 14 West 10th Street. To the casual passerby, it might look like any other historic home in the area, but to those who know its story, this residence holds a far darker reputation. Known as the House of Death, it's a place where whispers of tragedy intertwine with tales of the supernatural. Over the decades, residents and visitors alike have reported chilling encounters, from inexplicable cold drafts to the full-bodied apparitions of figures long departed. Among the spirits said to linger here is none others than Mark Twain, the literary giant who briefly called this house home in the early 1900s. But Twain's presence is only one of many. Stories speak of at least 22 restless spirits roaming the hallways, some seen, others merely felt, a palpable reminder of the house's grim past, and with tragic events, including one of the most infamous crimes in the neighborhood's history. The House of Death is shrouded in mystery and sorrow. What happened within these walls to make them such a focal point for paranormal lore? Are the hauntings simply the result of human imagination, or is there something truly otherworldly at play? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. To understand the unsettling history of 14 West 10th Street, we must start at its very beginning. Built in the 1850s during the height of New York City's expansion, the brownstone was part of a wave of elegant homes designed for the city's elite. Situated in Greenwich Village, the home quickly became a coveted address, embodying the prestige of a prosperous city. Among its early residents was Mrs. James Borman Johnston, whose husband was a founding member of the Metropolitan Underground Railroad. The Johnston family, like many others who resided in the home during its early years, lived quiet, affluent lives. The house, at least on the surface, seemed like a beacon of stability. However, things began to change as the decades passed. The home's grandeur faded, and its transformation into a multi-unit apartment complex in the 1930s marked a significant shift. As new tenants came and went, reports of strange phenomena began to trickle in. Whispers of footsteps in empty hallways, doors creaking open without cause, and a peculiar heaviness that seemed to hang in the air. In the early 20th century, the house gained an unexpected claim to fame when literary icon Mark Twain, also known as Samuel Clemens, briefly resided there from 1900 to 1901. Twain was recovering from personal and financial difficulties, and his time in the house was marked by reflection and writing. Though he lived there for only a year, Twain's legacy became forever intertwined with the property. Decades later, multiple witnesses would claim to see his spirit, a spectral figure in a white suit, occasionally heard muttering about unfinished business. Despite Twain's celebrated status, the house soon earned a darker reputation. In the 1950s, Jan Bryant Bartel, a budding actress and writer, moved into the top floor apartment. Bartell's experience would mark a turning point in the house's legacy. Almost immediately after settling in, she reported an eerie sensation of being watched. Her dog, usually calm, began growling at unseen threats. The phenomena escalated to physical manifestations, shadowy figures darting across the room, objects moving on their own, and sudden bone-chilling cold spots. Bartell became obsessed with understanding the house's mysteries. She sought out psychics and paranormal investigators who only confirmed her fears. Something unexplainable was at work. Convinced of the supernatural, she chronicled her experiences in her memoir, Spindrift, Spray from a Psychic Sea. In it, she described encounters with what she believed were multiple spirits, including a woman in white, a small child, and an imposing male figure who seemed to exude malice. But was the house truly haunted? Or were there other forces at play? Skeptics argue that psychological factors might explain the phenomena. The stress of living in a building with a dark reputation, combined with the creaking and groaning typical of old structures, could easily lead to misinterpretations. Moreover, Bartell's own susceptibility to suggestion and her growing obsession with the paranormal may have amplified her experiences. And even beyond psychological explanations, environmental factors could have played a role. The house, over a century old, might have been affected by drafts, uneven flooring, and shifting foundations, all of which could mimic the signs of a haunting. Nevertheless, these explanations did little to comfort the tenants who lived there, and certainly not Bartell, who claimed the house had an insidious hold on her life. By the 1960s, the reputation of 14 West 10th Street as a haunted house was firmly established. Tales of ghostly encounters spread beyond the building's walls, attracting both curiosity and dread from the surrounding community. As more residents shared their stories, a pattern began to emerge. The house wasn't just haunted by one spirit, but by many. Yet the question remained, why? What could have happened in this unassuming brownstone to leave such an indelible mark? As the years rolled on, 14 West 10th Street became the epicenter of paranormal lore in Greenwich Village. The building's reputation as the House of Death wasn't just a catchy moniker. It was a reflection of the terrifying experiences reported by its residents. The stories only grew darker, with claims of multiple spirits haunting the home, some benevolent, others seemingly malevolent. Among the most infamous ghostly figures is that of Mark Twain himself. Though Twain was known for his skepticism about the supernatural during his lifetime, his spirit allegedly became a frequent visitor to the brownstone after his death in 1910. Witnesses describe seeing a man in a white suit, a signature look for Twain, wandering through the house, often near the windows. One account, shared by a mother and daughter in the 1930s, described an encounter where Twain's ghost reportedly muttered, "My name is Clemens, and I has a problem here. I gotta settle." But Twain was not alone. Residents also reported encounters with other spirits, including a spectral woman in white, a child who seemed to run through the halls, laughing, and shadowy figures that appeared and disappeared without warning. Some reported waking up to find an invisible weight pressing on their chests, leaving them gasping for air, an experience eerily reminiscent of sleep paralysis, though the afflicted believed it to be supernatural. As the hauntings became more frequent, they also became more intense. Objects moved inexplicably. Plates slid off tables, books flew from shelves, and doors slammed shut on their own. Cold spots, even in the heat of summer, were common, and the sound of footsteps echoed through the hallways at all hours, even when the house was empty. Then in 1987, the house became the site of a tragedy that cemented its dark reputation. Joel Steinberg, a prominent lawyer living in the brownstone, was convicted of manslaughter in the death of his 6-year-old adopted daughter, Lisa. The crime shocked the city and cast a long shadow over the house. Many speculated that the building's oppressive energy had contributed to the violence, though such claims were, of course, impossible to prove. Nevertheless, the incident only added to the perception that 14 West 10th Street was cursed. With its reputation solidified, the house attracted the attention of paranormal investigators and enthusiasts. Some claim that the house's numerous spirits were the result of residual hauntings, moments of intense emotion or trauma replaying themselves over time like an echo. Others speculated that the building might be home to poltergeist activity, where the spirits actively interacted with the living. Theories abounded about why so many spirits seemed to congregate at this particular address. Some pointed to the house's age and history, suggesting that the energy of past residents had imprinted itself on the building. Others wondered if the house's location in a historically significant part of Manhattan could have played a role. After all, Greenwich Village had been a hub of activity for centuries, with its fair share of dark and tragic events. Despite these theories, the experiences of the house's residents remained deeply personal. Some tenants moved out in fear, unwilling to endure another sleepless night filled with unexplainable noises and ghostly apparitions. Others like Jan Bryant Bartel were drawn deeper into the mystery, determined to understand what was happening within the walls of the house. Even today, the House of Death continues to intrigue and terrify those who learn its story. Current residents are private about their experiences, but the house's reputation endures. Ghost tours in Greenwich Village often stop outside the brownstone, sharing its dark history with eager audiences. And for those who have lived there or dared to visit, it remains a place where the line between the living and the dead feels thinner than anywhere else. The tale of 14 West 10th Street, the House of Death, is as much a story of human fascination as it is of fear. For decades, this brownstone in Greenwich Village has been a lightning rod for tales of the paranormal. From the spirit of Mark Twain to the numerous other apparitions said to haunt its halls, it stands as a testament to the enduring power of mystery. But what really haunts this house? Is it truly the restless spirits of former residents, or could it be something far more grounded? Psychological phenomena like confirmation bias and the power of suggestion might explain why so many people have experienced something eerie here. Our minds are adept at filling in the blanks, especially in a place already steeped in ghostly lore. Environmental factors like the creaks and groans of a century-old house could also amplify feelings of unease. Still, there's no denying the profound impact the house has had on those who lived within its walls. Whether a believer in the supernatural or a staunch skeptic, the stories of 14 West 10th Street remind us of the mysteries we may never fully unravel. Could it be that some places simply absorb the energy of those who pass through them, leaving traces of joy, sorrow, and even despair behind? Or are we just looking for ghosts in the shadows? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.